Sound Opinions is supported by Varidesk, makers of height-adjustable standing desks. Varidesk converts your existing desk or cubicle to a sitting and standing desk, allowing you to discover the benefits of working elevated. Learn more at varidesk.com.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot with Jim DeRogatis, and we're in the midst of our annual holiday special, courtesy of our very own Kris Kringle, Andy Zerzan. Andy's Christmas specials, the music that he collects every year. You've got quite a cult following.
Andy, how do you keep it straight? Do you ever buy the same record two or three times because you forgot you already owned it?
At about 50 cents a pop, if I'm not sure. I mean, you know, vinyl collectors will understand what I'm saying when I say this. You may have a record, but if you see a record you really like and it's a buck,
you can take the risk.
You may never see it again. You're going to buy it and maybe give it to a friend or something.
It needs a home.
Or you're going to upgrade your copy because this one looks a little bit cleaner to you. You're like, I got to buy it. You know, so, but the thing about most records that I have is I don't see them twice. Mm. And so the stuff that we're playing right now, this is really about as rare as it gets. I mean, we're talking about a song that was given away at a truck stop in the South, free with a fill-up of gasoline. Truckers are probably looking at this thing going like, damn, thanks a lot for this. You know, but I'm glad somebody tossed it because I've got it now and I put it on my mix this year. I think it's an awesome song.
Yeah. What's the second set, Andy?
It starts off with All I Want for Christmas is a Go-Go Girl by Ben Hines. We played that one years ago. It's just a classic.
You know, there's truth in that.
It's like, you know, he doesn't really beat around the bush. If you're not going to give me this, forget it. You know, and then it goes into two like of the weirdest Christmas songs I've ever found. They're 45s that I just love. One's called What Would Santa Claus Think If He Knew You'd Been Drinking Again by Billy Eager. And, of course, it's about a young kid trying to counsel his drunk dad who's falling around on the floor. This is, like, crazy weird. But it almost gets topped by the last song of this set, Here I Am, It's Christmas by Lonnie Meeks. And it's about a wandering absentee father who shows up once a year at Christmas time and the whole family lets him in and then he splits again. And he basically says, I spend my whole year being like a really bad man, but around Christmas I come back and then I leave again. That's the way it's going to be. It's like, wow.
Wow.
So these are, you know, and I think it's pretty seriously, and I don't think it's supposed to be funny, but it's like so twisted.
Yeah.
The best way I can describe it, again, is not going to do service to it. You must actually listen to these songs to totally get them. And this is Ben Hines doing All I Want for Christmas is a Go-Go Girl.
Santa Claus, I'm right to you. I hope you make my dreams come true. This year, neath a Christmas tree, leave a go-go girl for me. Please, Santa, honor this request. She don't have to be the best. Make her just like all the rest and leave a go-go girl for me. When I was a lad, I always had everything I asked. Don't let me down when you come to town. I'd be so sad and blue. Please, Santa, honor this request. She don't have to be the best. This year, need my Christmas tree. Leave a go-go girl for me. I don't want a plane, I don't want a beat at last. If you bring them to me underneath my tree, I'm just gonna send them back. Please, Santa, hear my request. You don't have to be the best. This year, need my Christmas tree. Leave a go-go girl for me. Yeah, this year, need my Christmas tree. Leave a go-go girl for me. When I came home the night before Christmas, I staggered and fell on the floor. From staying too long at the tavern, where I couldn't resist just one more. As I struggled to regain my composure, I heard my little boy speak. Then two tiny arms tried to help me, and a small baby hand touched my cheek. He said, "Daddy, I know you've been drinking, but try to stand up if you can. What would Santa Claus think of you, Daddy, if he knew you'd been drinking again?" Then I managed to sit at the table, and the teardrops streamed down my face. What was I thinking of? They're the ones that I love, and I brought them all kinds of disgrace. He said, "Daddy, don't cry. I'm here with you. So dry up your tears if you can. What would Santa Claus think of you, Daddy, if he knew you'd been drinking again?" Then I knelt on the floor and I held him. I hugged him so close to my breast, and I prayed to the Lord up in heaven to grant me just one more request. Give me strength to give up the bottle. I don't want him to go through this again. What would Santa Claus think of his daddy if he knew he'd been drinking again? What would Santa Claus think of his daddy if he knew he'd been drinking again?
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
Once or twice, she'll let me in.
Holiday weirdness and goodness from our very own Santa Claus, Andy Surzan of Jam Productions. Andy, what did we just hear?
That was Here I Am, It's Christmas by Lonnie Meeks on Rustic Records. Then before that, Billy Eagar, What Would Santa Claus Think If He Knew He'd Been Drinking Again? Child's Heartbreak at His Father's Misbehavior. And we started off with Ben Hines, All I Want for Christmas is a Go-Go Girl. Again, all 45s from the vault.
Great stuff, as usual. And Andy, you have made a Christmas compilation this year that we need to tell people about, the Holiday Hangout at Hillbilly Holler, as our senior producer, Robin Lynn, described it. We are in Carcosa land here, for you true detective fans. I mean, we are in the deep, dark woods. We're giving this away this year, as we do every year. This is your annual gift to Sound Opinions listeners. Brief synopsis of that.
Again, trying to get a focal point for my mix, trying to figure out, you know, what direction I was going to go in after so many years of doing it. And it came to me that the one thing I hadn't really ever addressed, other than a song here, a song there on my Holiday Obscure mixes, was my love for old-time American music, hillbilly, old country. And the mix this year is made up of all that sort of old-timey, lost music from the South, the weird old America.
To get more info about this episode or to download this year's holiday compilation, go to christmas@soundopinions.org. That's available till the end of the year. Coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX, and he's going to play his final set. And do you have a song you'd like to nominate as a great Christmas song? Give us a call at 888-859-1800.
Early on one Christmas morn, Jesus Christ the Son was born.